Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Golly, it's dark out. We shouldn't have stayed at the show so late.
Ah, we'll get home on time if we hurry.
Gee whiz, did you see that? I just saw a flash of light in the dark. Golly, there it is again, right over next to you. Hey, let's get out of here quick. Some kind of animal's following us.
Oh, go on. Nobody's chasing us. You're dreaming.
The heck I am. I tell you, Joe, that gleam of light looks just like the eye of a tiger. You know how a cat's eyes shine in the dark, and that one I just saw was a whopper.
Ah, take it easy, Pinky. Now, I'll let you in on a secret. Look.
God, that light is coming from you. It's right on your hand.
Sure thing. That's my luminous dragon's eye ring. Isn't it a dandy?
You mean that ring on your finger shines in the dark?
Jeeper, look at it, will you?
Why, it's almost exactly like the eye of a big cat.
Come on, let's get under the streetlight and I'll show it to you. It's just like the one Jack Armstrong carries on his radio adventures.
Hey, that ring sure is a honey. Looks like it's made of something like ivory. What are those two figures on the side?
Two crocodiles. They're kind of an oriental symbol. And see, the crocodiles hold the green eye right in their jaws. Here, try it on. It'll fit anybody.
Gee, that's a swell ring. But how do you make it light up with a funny green glow?
Come on over here where it's dark. Now see, the ring lights up all by itself. He has some kind of mysterious power.
All its own. Yep, there it is, all right. The tiger's eye again. Say, Joe, what do you want for a ring like this? I'd give anything to own one.
No luck. But listen, why don't you get a luminous dragon's eye ring for yourself? You can get one just as easy as I did. All you do is buy a package of Wheaties. You know how good Wheaties are for breakfast. Then you send the top of the Wheaties box, with a dime, to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's all there is to it.
Golly, I can't wait until tomorrow. I'm going to get some Wheaties and order my ring first thing in the morning. Boy, what will the rest of the gang say when they see us wearing rings that shine in the dark?
And listen, fellows and girls, you'd better take a tip from our friend Pinky. Order your luminous dragon's eye ring right away while we still have a good supply on hand. Send one box top from a package of Wheaties. That's right. One Wheaties box top and a dime, 10 cents, with your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Send to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You may never get another chance to win a ring like this. So get your Wheaties and order now. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. The schooner Spindrift is dragging slowly toward the breakers off the Moro village of Cotabango in the Philippines. While her anchor slips over the coral bottom, a Moro sailing beater with Nalua and 20 warriors is speeding to the schooner's help. Billy and Betty are at the bow of the schooner, nursing the anchor line to ease the strain as the breaking combers thrust the boat nearer and nearer to destruction. And Jack and Uncle Jim are lowering the schooner skiff in case they have to abandon ship before Malu arrives. Listen.
Here are the oars, Uncle Jim. I'll put them in the bottom of the skiff.
That's all we need, Jack. Row her away. Easy, Jack. Now drop her in the water lightly.
She's in, Uncle Jim. She's going to smash against the side of the schooner.
Now jump into her, Jack. Pull her around to the leeward side.
Okay, Uncle Jim. A couple of more smashes like that will stove her side to it.
Watch out, Jack. Here comes another wave.
Hey, that was a mean one. I cast off, Uncle Jim. I'll work her around to the leeward side.
Hurry, Jack. I'm going forward to Billy and Betty. Is the anchor still dragging, Billy?
Gosh, yes, Uncle Jim.
We've got the skiff over the side. When the schooner strikes the bottom, we'll take to the skiff.
But, Uncle Jim, now you ought to be here in just a moment.
That's right, Betty. But in less than that, this schooner's going to be breaking up in that surf. Look at those breakers smash themselves to pieces at the foot of that cliff.
Uncle Jim, haven't we time to raise sail?
We might have time, Betty, but we haven't enough seaway to claw up against the wind. We'd be in the breakers before we could get seriously.
If the wind weren't blowing directly on shore, it'd be fine, Betty.
Jack has the skiff on the leeward side, Billy. He's bringing it up to the bow now. The instant our keel touches bottom, I want you to get into it. Unless Malua reaches us first.
I will, Uncle Jim. But Malua's almost here. Look, he's signaling to us.
He's signaling for us to get a line ready. He's going to try to pull us off. Billy, pass me over that spare coil.
Here it is, Uncle Jim. Say, is Malua going to try and paddle us off this shore?
It looks that way, Billy. I believe he can do it. There's 20 husky moros in that beanta of his.
He is going to try it, Billy. He's lowering sail now.
Quick, Billy. Hand me that light line with a weighted end.
But that line isn't strong enough to pull us off, Uncle Jim.
No, Betty, but I can throw it to Malua. Then he can haul this heavy line aboard his beanta. Look out. I'm going to throw it.
Hey, that was a good heave, Uncle Jim. Right straight to Manuel.
I'll bend this heavy line on the light one.
All the way, Manuel.
Oh, I believe he'll save us, Uncle Jim.
We struck, Uncle Jim. Shall we take to this gift now?
We'll wait 1 minute, Billy. Manuel's making that heavy line fast now.
Jimmy, he's going to be too late. We'll pound to pieces in another moment.
Stand clear, Billy. I'm going to take a turn of this line around this creek.
Watch it. Oh, gosh. That was a Lulu. That knocked the pins off from under all of us. Here, buddy. Let me help you. There.
Easy. Billy, the spindle is smashing up.
No, she's not, Daddy. Not yet. Here comes another wave. Hang on.
All they're worth, Uncle Jim. They've got that tow line as taut as a drum.
We'll help them, Billy. We'll pull ahead on the anchor line. Lay hold and give all you've got.
I'll help you, Uncle Jim.
All right, Betty. All together now.
Yo! Ho! Yo! Ho!
Hold everything. Here comes another breaker.
Don't stop pulling, Billy. When the wave lifts us, give everything you've got. Now!
Moving out, Uncle Jim.
I'll come aboard and pull through, Uncle Jim.
Watch yourself, Jack. We're going to be hit again.
Oh,
hey, that almost threw me overboard. Can't really move over a little.
Okay.
Keep holding that line.
Okay.
Here's another wave. Now, just as she lifts us, pull right then.
We are moving out some, Jack. We didn't hit nearly so hard that time.
Save your breath for the pull, Billy. We're not clear yet. Okay.
Here's another breaker. Now, pull for all your work. Stop pulling. We'll be all clear in a moment.
The anchor line's broken loose from the bottom, Billy. It's up to Manuel and his men now.
We're still moving out, Jack. Those 20 men in the Vita can pull us clear now. Let's haul the anchor up. Steady pull now. Everybody.
Well, this isn't one time. We don't have to pull the anchor up very far.
I'll say.
Easy, all. The anchor's breaking water. There.
Shall we haul it on deck, Uncle Jim?
Just make her fast as she is, Jack. We'll drop her after Manuel throws us back to our anchorage.
I've got her, Billy. I'll take a turn around the bend.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. My knees are still knocking together, Jack. I thought the spin grip was gone for sure.
We'll never have a closer shave than that, Billy. We'll never sail the schooner again. Now let's take stock of things. First, Yates is gone.
There's his mate, Uncle Jim. The one with the white sail. He's going up the river.
Hey, and look at him go. He's got the wind just right.
We forgot to look in the strong box to see if he took the luminous ring, Uncle Jim.
We didn't forget, Billy. We just didn't have time to think about the ring while the schooner was going on the rocks.
I'll go below and see if the ring is still there, Uncle Jim.
Do that, Jack. But I'm afraid you'll find it gone. Yates knows how to pick a lock.
It's awfully funny that Yates should be going up the river, Uncle Jim. Last night he was scared to death that the Moros up the river would catch him if they attacked the village.
That's right, Betty. Because for all we know, the Moros are on their way down right now to attack Cotabango.
But if Yates does have the luminous dragon's eye ring with him, Uncle Jim, that'd explain a lot.
That's why I think he must have the ring, Billy. He either wants to sell it to the Moros or give it to them to make his peace with that tribe.
But, Uncle Jim, maybe they're afraid of that ring. The Huramantado who attacked Jack and Billy was afraid of it.
Well, I don't know that he was afraid of it, Betty. He just wouldn't attack us while it was shining in the dark on Jack's finger.
But he ran back into the jungle.
Well, he may have run back to tell his tribe that he saw the ring.
Billy may be right, Betty. The Moros think that the ring has magic from Allah in it. The ring is so legendary that its very appearance is regarded by the Moros as a miracle.
Hey, here comes Jack now, and there's bad news all over his face.
Oh, I know the ring is gone. I can tell by looking at him.
You're right, Uncle Jim. Yates picked the lock and took the ring.
That's why he cut the anchor line, so we couldn't chase him. Then he swam ashore and got his Vita.
We can't lose that ring, Uncle Jim. What are we going to do?
We're going to follow him, Betty. We're going to follow him and get that ring back before he can give it to the Moros.
But you just said that maybe the Moros are coming down the river now to attack the village, Uncle Jim.
Malua will know about that. He went scouting for information last night.
Say, Malua's going to be as mad as a wet hen when he learns that we've lost the ring.
Yeah, he knows a lot more about that ring than we do. And he said that something terrible had happened if we ever lost it.
I'm counting on Malua to help us get it back, Billy. As soon as we're out far enough to drop the anchor, we'll get him aboard and tell him about it.
We're almost far enough now, Uncle Jim. Every minute we wait makes it easier for Yates to get away.
Heave the lead line, Billy, and see how deep it is here.
You're standing on the lead line, Betty.
Oh. Will you?
There. I've got it. We'll see how deep it is in a jiffy. There. She touched.
What does she read, Billy?
By the deep four. That's 24 feet, Uncle Jim.
That's enough water to keep the anchor from dragging. Manuel! Manuel!
He hears you, Uncle Jim. He's looking back.
Stand by. We're dropping anchor.
Well, they've stopped paddling. Manuel is throwing off the line.
All right, Jack. Drop the anchor.
Stand clear, Billy. Here she goes.
She's on the bottom. We'd better pay out lots of slack in the anchor line, Jack.
You bet we will. We're not going to drag this time.
Man who is coming to the schooner, Billy. All on our tow line.
In she comes, Uncle Jim. Oh, look at those chaps paddle. Why, they can make that Vina go almost as fast as if the sail were up.
But look, Billy. Now you will see the eighth Vina. He's looking up the river at us.
He's telling the men to paddle faster. He must know that something's wrong.
Maybe he knows that the Moros are going to attack, Billy, and he wants us to get ready for them.
Suppose they are going to attack, Uncle Jim. What will we do?
I'll worry about that later, Betty. But I'm going to get that luminous ring back.
Look how that Venus skims over the waves. She's as steady as a yacht.
That's because of her bamboo outriggers, Billy. If they got knocked off, the Venus would capsize. Jack, stand by to throw Manuel a line.
I'm getting it coiled up now, Uncle Jim. Manuel still has his eye on Yates Venus. He's plenty worried.
He's going to be more worried when he finds out about that ring.
Stand by for a line, Manuel.
Oh, don't throw it, Jack. He's signaling that he doesn't want it.
They're swinging the Vina boat. They're going to hit with their boat.
No, they're not, Betty. See? They're backing water. Manuel can step right up to the rail. Watch it.
Well, Manuel, you certainly came in the nick of time to save us from the breakers.
Big luck. You saved me once. Now me save you. Not very good, Uncle Jim. But why Yates go, huh?
He slipped overboard last night, Manuel, after cutting our anchor line. We'd have gone right on the rocks if it weren't for our spare anchor.
But why Yates go? Is ring that shine in night safe, huh?
No, Manuel. It's not safe. Yates stole it.
Oh, that bad, Uncle Jim. That very bad. Yates take ring that shine in night tomorrow subriver. That very, very bad. What you do, huh?
You know what I'm going to do, Manuel. I'm going after it. Right away.
But good, Uncle Jim. We go my Vita. Quick.
Uncle Jim, you'll take us with you, won't you?
You come. Jack come. Billy come. Maybe not safe to stay here. Maybe Moros come. You be safe with me. My men, good fighters.
Pile in, all of you. We've got an account to settle with that rascally trader. And we've got a lot of things to find out up in the Moro country.
Will Melua be able to overtake Yates before he gets away? And what about those Moros up the river? If they attack, will Malua's men be able to fight them off? This search for the lost uranium and the missing Professor Loring is certainly leading Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim into strange adventures. And they still haven't discovered the secret of that mysterious ring. So be on hand, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Luminous Dragon's Eye Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
I say, Mr. McCormick, I bet some of the kids listening missed the news on how to get the luminous dragon's eye ring. Will you let me tell them about it?
Okay, Joe, but tell them to hurry up and order right away. Our supply of rings won't last long.
Sure thing. Listen, fellas and girls. This ring I've got is almost exactly like the one Jack Armstrong wears in the story. And it shines in the dark like a tiger's eye. You never saw anything like it, I'll bet. So if you want one, get some Wheaties right away. Then send one Wheaties box top and 10 cents with your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Boy, I'm sure glad I got my ring.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For Wheaties
is this is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the fight for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout.